Blog Talk Radio.
Live. There we go. Technical issues. Live from the studios of Teeing It Up in Daytona Beach, Florida. This is Teeing It Up with... Teeing It Up presents the Sunday Sprint Season Finale Edition. Luke, that time, Super Bowl.
Biggest day of the sports year, I guess you could say. And sadly also signals the end of the football season, but nothing bigger than the Super Bowl and usually nothing more exciting.
You don't count the NFL Combine as part of the football season?
I do not. Football season's okay. Over until games begin again.
There you go. Steph Curry's going to have a role in this game. He's going to pound the drum pregame. What impact do you think this will have on the final score?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it won't have any impact.
We shall see. I still think they lose. All right. Super Bowl 50. I was about to say Warriors. Panthers, Broncos. As you look at this game, what's the first thing that jumps out?
To me, and for any game to me, it comes down a lot to the quarterback play. And Cam Newton, obviously having a great year, a great postseason run, was rewarded for it yesterday. And then you have on the other side Peyton Manning, and we all know the year that he went through. Maybe not the best performance-wise, missing some time, maybe not the healthiest, yada, yada, yada. And to me, you know, Cam, I think, is obviously a bigger playmaker than Peyton Manning. So when I look at this matchup, when I look at the quarterbacks, I think more has to go right for Peyton Manning and maybe things that he can't necessarily control. The Broncos are going to need to be able to run the ball. They're going to have another stellar defensive performance like we saw against Tom Brady. Those sort of things. Where on the other side, I think Cam can make up for some mistakes. He does have a good defense. They are able to run the ball, but if the Broncos can slow down or shut down some of those aspects, even if they're able to get pressure on Cam, the guy can make plays with his legs where Peyton cannot. Cam can do other sorts of things along those lines if you take away certain aspects of the Panthers. So when I look at the game, for me, Cam he's a little bit more well-rounded, if you will, at this point than Peyton. And so for the Broncos, I don't want to say they have to play a perfect game, but they have to do a lot of things right.
It's interesting because a lot of people think that Peyton needs to have a great game or a good game for the Broncos to win. I'm not so convinced. Are you convinced that Peyton has to have a great game for them to win?
Maybe not a great game. I think he has to play well, but I think maybe more important, or certainly just as important for the Broncos. I think they need to be able to run the ball, run it well, and run it frequently.
And I'm right with you on that. I think C.J. Anderson's going to have a really interesting game time because they have to establish it. We saw when Peyton came in Week 17. His arm and his passing game really didn't do the trick. It was being able to audible. It was being able to have a greater amount of control in the game management, changing plays, getting guys offside. It's those little things that I think has had a much bigger impact on the final outcome of the game, and I think it's that kind of a place where Peyton can have the most impact.
And that will certainly help here in a stage like this and in a matchup where many feel the Broncos are certainly the underdog, and so it could come down to intangibles and little plays that Peyton can make the difference. But, you know, as mentioned, like I said, I think they need to run the football and certainly run it well, but if they're unable to against a very good Panthers defense, because the Panthers are good at stopping the run typically, the Broncos still need to be able to stay after the run game, not quit too early because the yards may not be there. We saw against the Patriots, I mean, they had one big run, but you take away the 30-yard run that Anderson had, and outside of that, they averaged 2 yards a carry on nearly 30 carries. They struggled to run the ball against the Patriots, despite New England playing with a lot of extra defensive backs for most of that game. The Panthers aren't going to do that. The Panthers are a better rush defense, so the Broncos are going to need to find a way to run the football, but stay persistent with that ground game. And along with that, depending on how good Thomas Davis's could play a big role as well in the ability for the Broncos to be able to run.
You know, that's a great point. You don't hear a lot about guys in football playing with broken arms 13 days after surgery. You hear about it in hockey. You don't hear about it a lot here. What's your take on Thomas Davis? Obviously, there's no way he's not going to play, but you know, he's such an integral part, along with Luke Kuechly, of the front seven. We talk so much about Josh Morgan on that line, but the front seven is so important for the Panthers, and I think it doesn't get talked enough about it, and I don't think Thomas Davis gets enough credit for what he does.
Yeah, he's very good, much like that whole Panthers defense, and this is a great matchup between two very good defenses here in the biggest game of the year. But for Thomas Davis, it's hard to judge. I imagine with the broken arm that he's not going to be as good as he typically is, but the thing with him is from the linebacker role of his, you know, he does a good job against the run, and he does a good job by filling gaps to keep the running back from going where he wants. So even if he has the broken arm and he may not be, as say, an effective tackler as normal, or may not be able to shed a block as well to make a tackle, I think he would still be in the right spot, plugging up some of the holes that otherwise a running back like C.J. Anderson will be able to run through. So Davis may not be at his best. I would expect him not to be with a broken arm such a short amount of time ago. But even just having him out there, having that intelligence and that body to be able to plug up some gaps, I think could go a long way in the Panthers slowing down that Broncos rushing attack like they may have to.
All right, let's flip things here. For me, this is very basic. We talk about this on a weekly basis. Big game, protect the ball, first 10 minutes. Cam Newton has to be able to protect the ball, not turn it over. And we talk about this every year on this edition of the Sunday Sprint, Luke. Longer commercials, more TV timeouts. It is extremely hard in the first halves of Super Bowls to get into any kind of a rhythm whatsoever. I think that could really hurt Cam and could be a big advantage for Peyton.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the pace of play was discussed for the Broncos-Patriots game because we know, the Patriots like to, they can speed up the pace and whatnot. And for the Broncos, you want to, I think, just like that Patriots game, win the time of possession battle, keep your defense on the sidelines, and I think it'll help Peyton as well. I mean, when you look at these quarterbacks, I think the pace of play certainly would be more significant to Peyton, and I think the delays, commercial breaks, all that sort of stuff, the hoopla that goes into the Super Bowl, in that sense, could help the Broncos and Peyton Manning as well. You know, Peyton's been here before. He's obviously the old vet. He's not as emotional out there as Cam Newton and all maybe the antics that come along with Cam. And so he's going to have to maybe holster some of that, Cam Newton will, and not get too amped up with these delays as well throughout the game. But, you know, it's the biggest game of their career, and Peyton having that experience may help them handle it a bit where Cam Newton can be a little bit over the top at times.
Are you in the camp that this is Peyton's last game?
Yeah, the sole reason why I'm rooting for the Broncos tonight is because I hope that Peyton can get a win and then make it his last game. If they lose, I think, unfortunately, that Peyton Manning will probably be back next year.
I think Peyton's done no matter what, and I believe that Peyton goes out a winner tonight, but we'll get to that in a second. But I think either way, this is his last hurrah.
I think it should be. I know there was a report about the Rams supposedly having interest. It's just hard to see him and even guys like Brady and all these other players that you're so used to seeing and playing big roles. It's tough to see them actually walking away, but this is the time for Peyton.
Well, what's interesting about that Rams rumor is that the Eagles are rumored to want Nick Foles back.
Yeah, well, that certainly is interesting as they have to try to pick up the pieces from the Chip Kelly days. So both the Eagles and the Rams with some sort of issues these days, not only personnel but off the field. But, you know, as great of a career as Peyton Manning has had, and we'll see how he performs tonight, I just don't think he's the answer moving forward for any team.
And for the record, I do not want Colin Kaepernick for the Jets.
It's going to be interesting to see where he winds up. You know, with Chip Kelly there now, maybe he'll stick around and they could resurrect his career. But interesting offseason for the Jets and many teams that will begin very soon.
That is true. It begins in earnest as they say. Special teams. Brendan McManus went into the history books. He gets to face off today against Graham Gano. Who do you give the special teams advantage to? And in this, we cannot forget about Ted Ginn, who may be the most dangerous player in terms of special teams on either side.
Yeah, I think it's a close matchup. I will give the edge to the Panthers. I trust Gano more from a kicking standpoint. I think he has a bit of a stronger leg as well. You don't have the ability to kick at mile high in that that altitude there. So, you know, we'll see what McManus is potentially made of. But I give the edge to Gano. I think he has a little bit of a stronger leg. And then I give the edge to Ginn in the return game as well. So I think Panthers on both sides are better suited in special teams.
Luke, I would not this would not be a proper Sunday sprint without asking you, have you checked in on the final round of the Waste Management Phoenix Open yet today during this 4 hours of pregame?
You know, it slipped my mind. I can't believe I forgot to check on that.
Well, it's over on the National Broadcasting Company, so if you get bored of listening to endless hours of pregame, or if you don't want to listen to the President and the First Lady, you can tune in to our great friends at NBC and watch some golf.
I'll be tempted to do so.
At what point does a Super Bowl become the game to watch golf during? Was the Meadowlands Super Bowl a couple of years ago the game to watch golf during for you?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's some concern amongst people that we may have a similar outing tonight.
I doubt that. I just think this Bronco defense is just too good for that. I don't see how this becomes a one-sided game.
Yeah, I hope not. I mean, Wade Phillips did an excellent job against the Patriots. He now has 2 weeks to prepare for Cam Newton. I think he'll come up with something good. And I think the Broncos, because of that defense, as you said, I think they will be able to keep it close. I expect a good game tonight. And not a similar outcome to the last time we saw Peyton in a Super Bowl.
Don't you think that this is just a game that's destined to be close? I mean, we've never had an overtime game in the Super Bowl. This is Super Bowl 50. Don't you think there's a chance at this?
You know, I hope it's not decided in overtime. We talked about that earlier in the postseason. I think that'd be a terrible way to decide a Super Bowl. But it is Super Bowl 50. They're making a big deal about it all year. So I guess this would be the time to have something special happen. But, you know, two excellent defenses. I think these are two evenly matched teams. The difference to me is obviously in the quarterback play, but maybe that becomes a little more even in a big stage like this. And when the intangibles maybe become a bigger role with how smart of a quarterback Peyton Manning can be. So I expect a good game. I think it'll be a good show.
All right. Time for the end of our radio program, which means, Luke, we need your game picks. What is the game of the day?
Well, that's a tough one, but I'll say the Broncos Panthers.
All right, no, seriously, give me how you think this game plays out.
I really want to say that the Broncos are going to win, and I'll be on record saying I'll be rooting for the Broncos, but I'm taking the Panthers 24-21 in what will become more of a defensive battle.
I see this game winding up 27-22 Broncos. I think Brendan McManus has a big game. I think Peyton walks out a winner. And I think by the time we leave today and by the time all of us hit the pillow tonight, Peyton Manning will go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the National Football League if two Super Bowl rings.
I hope that's the case. That's what I'm rooting for.
I firmly believe this is the night that it happens. And I think Cam Newton, you know, we talk about this in golf all the time. First time you're in the final group of a major, you usually don't win. It's very rare because you don't know what it faces. I think Cam really struggles early on, tries to rally late, comes up short. That's how I see this game playing out.
Yeah, and it could. I mean, a stage like this, that experience could play a big role, and Peyton obviously has it.
And Peyton does certainly have it. Luke, it's been an honor, a privilege, and a pleasure to enjoy this radio show with you every Sunday.
Right back at you. Always a great year, and I look forward to September when it starts up again.
Get ready for Jim Nance, Phil Simms, Tracy Wolf, Evan Potter, and Luke. Have a great day. Enjoy your Super Bowl 50 Sunday.
You as well.
See ya.